कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. All right, here on Cyrus Says, I'm just back from Nal Dera. Let me just say it correctly because it's people say, where? Himachal, Shimla. There's more to Himachal than Shimla. In fact, it's about 45 minutes more. It's a long drive. 3 degrees, lovely. My fingers were cracking because I was in a t-shirt because I had to bank the cold. For me, it's all about banking because the heat that I live in is terrible and oppressive. Not the politics so much, more the heat. Okay, both. But here's my point. Everyone is saying, look how nice this is, how untouched, pure, pristine. Those are the words you hear in English. In Hindi, there were other words, but they also were galis because the guy was driving too fast. And I just got to tell you, stop saying all that because the urbanization is such that every part of Mumbai, India rather, if you look at, say, Pune or Hyderabad, or you know, which are slightly smaller cities, today are bustling cities. That's the way forward is. We can't stop that. So yes, lovely Nal Dera, which is pristine and virginal, will soon become more and more of a town. And then in a few generations or two generations, it'll become a big bustling city and it may lose its charm. What can I do? It's not my pop's problem. This is the way urbanization takes over the world. And this is called Cyrus Says. We'll be back after this little longish half break. Okay, ready to rock on this show. This is episode closing on to 500. Lakshmi, I welcome you. You're one of
Thank
our lucky
so
guests
yeah.
to be on this podcast. Most people ask only one question. Why? Okay. And I always say because you walked in. Because I can't think of any other reason.
But listen, at 10:30 a.m.
At
yes. 10
hey, that's late Saturday. For you. I get up at 5.
That's not late. But
me
I stay
and
like
Baba
really,
Ramdev,
really
5 o'clock, we're at work. And
why
both
do you
was
work
by 10.
Baba Ramdev?
No, no, we work separately. But I'm okay. saying our work timings are similar and our
okay.
clothes are similar.
Okay.
He wears basically a lungi or something like that and
yeah.
I wear a langot.
Yeah.
Which is a poor man's lungi.
Correct.
If I may just explain to you. Lakshmi, I want to talk about you because this show is about you. But unfortunately, you won't believe this. I left my reading glasses in the car. And the car is downstairs because they don't allow cars onto the third floor. So I don't want to go back down and get it because that will take 15 minutes and waste your time and cancel my booking at Ling's Chinese food later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can you read your own research for me a little bit?
Okay.
Thanks.
Do you just want me to read this verbatim?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll read the note first.
Yes, please.
Ask Lakshmi about the origin of the podcast. She is among the youngest, mostly is...
Wait. What's the origin of the podcast?
Okay, that's fun. Yeah, we should. I can definitely do this format.
But please, come on. Yeah. Answer the question.
Okay.
How do I go forward? This is so much to do.
So, I was sitting on the idea of interviewing authors, storytellers.
But what is the name of the podcast?
Oh, the podcast is called Lit Nama. Okay, it's
because
also on the
IBM
network.
You may know, but we have to tell the three people who don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you three people for tuning in. It's called Lit Nama.
Will the central government be upset if I mention Babar Nama here? Which is the most famous Nama of all? No?
I would choose to not comment on
You will
that.
Not comment on it.
Yeah, don't want to get lynched.
Okay. You think that bad? A person who likes literature hung because they took a Nama, which might have a Mughal connection? My God, all right.
You never know what's going to happen.
All right,
you've got to play it safe. Yeah.
Lit Nama.
Lit Nama, basically the story of literature where I try to discover how stories are being told differently. Because the idea of a story has gone from like once upon a time to now a 3-second Instagram story.
But fair enough, can't we say once upon a time even in Instagram?
You can say once upon a time even
I think
in Instagram,
should.
But then
so
they'll call you a boomer.
Why?
For
if
doing
a cat
it.
Is meowing, you must say once upon a time. Meow. I'm gonna add that to my
please
list.
Add the note.
Once upon a time, every time. Yeah.
Done. Perfect.
But if the same thing plays twice, then it's not once upon a time. It becomes twice upon a time. So there will be people. Critics are, you know, this is the problem with people. They're petty.
Yeah.
I don't think like that. You don't think like that, Lakshmi. They're petty people. So you were saying about Lit Nama.
Lit Nama, yes. So basically, I try to look at how are the digital mediums now contemplating and also helping us tell our stories better.
But do people get literature out of the digital medium? I mean,
yeah,
they don't.
Always. So for example, when
talking
I say
like Kindle, what does that mean?
No. Okay. Huh. Let me redefine. When I say literature, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Dr. Krishnan, who taught me literature. Any relative? PhD. Super. And what I like about Dr. Krishnan, he's very Parsi-like. I suppose Tam Ram, they're very similar.
Yeah.
Very strong opinions.
Correct.
So there's no question of grey. We don't have any grey areas. He attacked the whole of Uttar Pradesh. I was in the 9th standard and it was almost like racist comments. He says, and what have they contributed to Uttar Pradesh? What have they contributed? Because one Gupta boy had made noise in class. He said, Gupta, where are you from? So he said, I'm from UP. He attacked the whole state. Yeah. Anyway.
No, that's not the kind of Tam Ram thing I'm into. So.
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm not related to
that
Dr.
That sounded
Krishnan.
Sexual. I got to stop this podcast. What the hell is going on?
No, because I thought you mentioned Dr. Krishnan because my last name
same,
is also
same last name
Krishnan,
and also both literature buffs and, lovers and explainers of the art.
Correct. So my idea.
You were saying digital. So what is the, how do you translate it digitally?
So for example, write from stories that are published online. Read fan fiction or read stories that are micro fiction, nano fiction, all your terribly tiny tales and everything that follows, bite-sized stories, to even like somebody's Twitter feed. Everything is literature today.
Really?
Yeah, what we're doing right now is also literature.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Give me a second to pause and reflect.
Yep.
I'm a Bronte sister. I always thought I was a Bronte sister, but now I
Which
am.
Which one though?
Emily.
Okay, then it's
They all looked ugly to me, honestly.
No, not really.
They weren't very attractive. I've seen portraits, nothing great.
Yeah, you've seen portraits.
And I've read a couple. I mean, I remember Pride and Prejudice. Is that
it's
one
not
of those?
A Bronte sister.
Jane
it's,
Austen.
It's by Jane Austen, yeah.
Well, aren't these cousins or something? Is this,
no,
is this feminist sort of Victorian mixed thing? They always have the men who are tall, dark and handsome and, you know, they never talk much, like Heathcliff.
Yeah.
He's in which one?
Heathcliff is in Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights. So, I mean, the guy, he's brooding and, you know, I think of young Rahul Bose or Al Pacino and I'm thinking, is that it? That's all the males we got? You know, it's always this brooding, dark, sort of, they have some burden but it's never opened. And,
no,
and
you also
stoic.
Have the
they're
foils
stoic.
To them.
They don't talk.
Correct. But you also have the foils to them. For example, in Pride and Prejudice, you will have like one of their cousins and then you have the Wickham who is always like acting out for a Darcy that is a
Darcy,
tall and
correct,
brooding.
Correct. Oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
All the women in college were Darcy, 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 Darcy. And Darcy was this, you know, he was, his masculinity was subtle, you know.
Yeah.
For us, loudmouths, you know, I mean, we have nothing in common with a Darcy. Not to mention he's
I like Bingley more.
But can you remind me? I don't remember the character.
Darcy's character?
No,
Bingley. So Bingley. He is Darcy's friend who is courting Elizabeth Bennet's bigger sister.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was his personality like? He was more loquacious.
He was more fun. He was very like, he was not like Darcy who's waiting for
Darcy
Lizzie
was
to
like
fall
a
in love.
Darcy
yeah.
was like, you know, one of the worst Indian actors of all time. But it's not. I won't take names.
Are you just calling him like, okay, no, I'm not going to take names either.
The only other Darcy I know is an Australian cricketer who may make the T20 squad, but you won't be interested in that. Ain't no literature to you, is that?
No.
Bad accent number 7, Cyrus Brocha. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. So you're, I'm going to hold you to this point for a second. So you're seeing now everything, because of that, there's no judgment in your mind. Actually, for a second, literature is everything. Just correct me if I'm wrong. It's like painting is everything. There's no judgment if you want to look at it that way. Everything that you do, I draw some rubbish here, it's still
modern art.
It's modern art, right? So similarly, anything we put online, and believe me, there's so much mediocrity and worse. Mediocrity actually today is a high standard.
Correct.
I'm saying we've gone really below that.
Correct.
So what do you mean when you say, when you encourage people and say that everything you do is literature, your bloody Twitter feed and Facebook? Facebook should be banned. You know what? My friend Kunal the other day, you know what happened? They were having this big fight over CA, six people on Facebook. And in the middle, he goes, "Happy birthday, Kunjal."
Oh, God.
I mean, just that. You know, the fact that you can wish someone happy birthday in the middle of an argument. I mean, what the fuck?
So that's the thing, right? So you've not been talking about the craft of doing things, which is where the problem actually lies. The medium does not always become the problem.
Oh, well, so when she's quite a studious lady, I say.
So
the medium is not the evil thing. We should not focus on that.
Because
we should focus on the craft
podcasts,
and the crafty.
Correct. Now podcasts, like... Everybody
is
today is like, it's like a form. You're hosting something completely
different. I mean, you could
tell
Pride and Prejudice on this alone. I mean, you could give a,
correct,
as you do, in
correct
a sense.
So there are podcasts about Pride and Prejudice as well, but it's also about,
no, what I mean,
what
so that's,
doing
instead of
it,
reading the book, people are also, in a sense, getting into literature through the oral medium.
Correct. Most definitely. Now, somebody who does not know what Pride and Prejudice is now knows who's Darcy.
Which Indian won't know about prejudice? We're the most racist people in the world.
I agree.
What are you saying? The worst people when it comes to prejudice.
I agree. Yeah. But I'm talking about the Victorian society like we talk about.
Nothing.
Yeah.
We've gone way beyond,
way beyond
everything
yeah,
the British gifted us, like prejudices, we went beyond.
Yeah.
Cricket, we went beyond. Financial scam, we went beyond.
We were like the Sharmaji ka betas in all the wrong places.
Correct. Poor Sharmaji.
Yeah. So basically, the point I'm trying to make is, because we don't talk about the craft, as to when, if I talk to you about why do you do podcasts, or after spending so many years,
I want
in
to give back
industries,
to society.
That's amazing.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to go tell Amit.
I'm sick
CFO
of all these cricketers I'm listening to saying, I want to give back. Why can't you say, ki, mere paas kaam nahi hai? What is I want to give back? Who wants to really give back? Do you really want to give back? The game got rid of you at 33. You have no money. You got bills to pay. And now you start an academy because I want to give back. No, because you want money.
True.
I'm sorry, I got angry. It's not with you. It's with society and cricket. Huh. So you were saying.
So yeah. So the medium is open for everyone. The more, for example, Facebook has been a very democratic way for a lot of these good authors to also come forward. But at the same time, you will see a lot of these.
What do you mean?
Posts.
How does it help them? Not known authors.
Not known
forward
authors.
But quality people can
for
have
example,
a voice.
If I'm not based in Mumbai and I don't know how to reach out to a publishing house.
It's a platform. Fair enough.
It's a platform. But it all depends on how are you using the craft.
Hmm.
And that's the problem, right? So you also go to a lot of lit fests. You're on panels.
But doesn't
there.
The craft change when you're going, because the medium is different, no?
Correct.
Like going back to the what I call female lit, if I may say so, without being gender biased.
Correct.
But since I grew up in a co-ed college and school, so yeah. I was exposed to the women became really feminist around me and all that because of certain influences. And definitely, you know, Bronte sisters, Jane Austen, all these people played a part. So if you go back to all that, the writing. I mean, to set up one scene takes about 15 minutes
Correct.
Of writing and reading.
Correct.
All right, but when you do it on a digital medium, we do it in like 4-5 seconds. Does the quality change completely?
There are short stories and short fiction also in written literature.
No, I mean, but how do you hold the same sort of aura that you have when you're reading it and reading quality fiction? Because they go back into time, they create the geography, they create the landscape, they create the background of the person, their ancestors, their clothes, their emotional position at that point. You know, all this comes together. It takes a long time, am I right? But when we do it in this way, how do we do
so
that?
So I'm forgetting the name of the author here. I would come back to it.
I'll tell you. Chetan Bhagat.
No. Most definitely not.
Damn it.
There was this, there's a 6-word story. The 6-word stories are basically very, very famous forms of micro literature.
Haiku.
Not
Indian
a haiku.
Style.
Not a haiku.
Huh.
To sell baby shoes, never worn. That's a story.
I'll give you a better one.
Yeah.
Either pisab karna mana hai.
Yeah, fair.
Indian story.
Yeah.
And I've seen it everywhere. It's one of my favorite stories. Pisab karna mana hai, and there'll be paan stain there.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Modern art.
I love my country. Modern art, yes. And also creativity. Like, I won't pee, but I'll spit. You see my point?
Yeah.
This is the way you rebel against society.
Correct.
I salute that egalitarian who has done that. It was me. I have a peeing problem. It takes a long time to start now. Do you want to know more?
No.
No, thank God. Back to you.
Huh. Yeah.
So six-word like, story.
Six-word
story.
How
do you convey the same thing? You're telling me about Heathcliff just now.
Correct.
And I'm sure in about 5 minutes you try to create the character or whatever. But when we actually read it, it takes hours to understand who this dark, brooding character
That's
is.
That's the thing, that our definition of literature is reserved to something, a story that is around everything. For example, Panchatantra. It doesn't tell you where the monkey's family is from, or where the zebra is coming from, or where the donkey is coming
from. But in the original Pali, it might have.
It might have.
It translated in 32
time,
languages, so I don't know.
Over time, when it evolved.
They lost a few monkeys on the way.
Maybe.
Is Bandar Pali? Prakriti? What is it?
I have no clue.
Bandar is Hindi, we know, but there must be a. I think it's with V, the actual.
Because
I've spoken to monkeys. They don't say B, they say V for some reason. Yeah.
Okay.
There are monkeys all over Malabar Hill, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes
they got
sense.
Jobs and stuff, these ones.
So basically, we need to try to look at also how classics are not only literature, because what has happened over time is, for example, since
classics
studied,
are not, as in literature
not
is not only classics.
Only classics, yeah. Huh. So, for example, over time now you see that a lot of Indian books are also included in our syllabus.
Okay.
Right? A lot of regional translation is included in how people read and teach.
Right, right.
Chetan Bhagat also exists in the same crossword as, say, Shakespeare does.
But I don't have a problem with Chetan Bhagat. What is the problem?
There's no problem. Huh. I'm saying there's a huge spectrum, right? For Chetan Bhagat, I criticize his work a lot, but I give him credit for making a lot of people read.
But why do you criticize his work? What is your disappointment? Spelling?
Not spelling.
Then?
Spelling, though, his editor takes out in the typeface.
Ek do to hai.
That's
one editor calls and I corrected first 4 pages. And I corrected. I'm a BA failed, almost. Huh.
Okay.
I mean, you can't fail BA even if you try. So why lie?
Like,
that's an art. May fail kya? Daddy will be like, well done, beta, well done. Yep. Never heard of this.
No, but because I feel like after some point, he writes for a very different audience, right?
Right.
I'd actually.
What is his different audience? Like you said, he's introduced people to reading again.
Yeah.
He's the populist writer should not be put. I think should not be put down.
Most definitely.
Because at the end of the day, it's like watching different channels.
No, but he doesn't stand for what he writes for. No, that's my.
No,
problem.
He does now. Now he does.
He's I attended one. Politically.
He switched completely to begin with.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the sexual allegations, I can't speak for that because
I was
not there. But he has switched from right to left almost.
No, that's not my point. So when he had written One Indian Girl, he had come to NCPA to give a talk.
But he only knew One Indian Girl, no? Now he knows more.
Yeah, maybe. Or even The Girl in the Room 105.
Oh my God.
All of these
Stop it.
Leads.
Sorry, I interrupt you unnecessarily. Yeah. What is your point there? What has he done wrong?
What has he done wrong? That's the thing. So, after one point, I liked his work initially. I've read all his books until Revolution 2020 because they were appealing to a newer audience to pick up the books and start reading.
But writers also evolve in a sense, no?
No, but that's the thing. So when he evolved, he started writing from a very different lens, which
like
I don't adhere towards.
Is this fair to say he became pedantic and like, you know, teacher-like?
Yeah, a holier-than-thou.
Yeah,
because
so look, but
isn't
that
I don't
natural?
Read Chetan Bhagat.
As you become more popular, the person becomes godlike.
Godlike,
and then
yes.
He can't help being godlike.
But every step of the way you're telling me, oh, I'm doing this just because people like reading. And when you read One Indian Girl.
No, but that's because that's the avatar they've given him. Press
correct.
Has given him. So he
makes
plays
sense.
That up. I agree. But I'm saying it's natural progression with popularity to start looking. Because people expect more from you.
Correct.
You got that bhav and it sort of sinks in. And on a subconscious level, I'm supporting him.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate. I'm just saying.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. Like, now that you've said it in that perspective.
As his lawyer, I'm just putting it out
there. Yeah, okay. You did that.
We'll send you his briefs. What color?
Okay. No, thank you. No, but just in the general sense, for example, like I'm just doing right now, I'm using the same lens for classics to apply to populist authors. Hmm. That's never going to work out. I can't. Not all Jane Austen books are also great. There have to be like
also, why do we have to do a comparative study all the
exactly.
time?
Exactly.
You get what you get out of everything.
That's where Lit Nabha comes from, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to look at the larger literature.
So in spite of being damn ram and very over-educated, you don't look down on people.
No.
There's no caste system in your mind about where we are applying our minds. For example, if we read only Shobhaday or you know, Indian authors of that kind,
correct.
As against reading the classics that you mentioned before, you don't divide people on this.
To be very honest with Lit Nabha, I want to know the intent of creators. Like, for example, when you are creating this podcast, what was your thought? Where did it go?
I wanted to get rid of Amit. He kept talking and I said, okay, just stop talking. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, frankly, but then over time, where do you see, like, did you ever see that you'll be doing like 500 episodes?
I wanted to stop it in a week.
Exactly. But so these things is where the new and upcoming people are going to pick this up. Like, when I was growing up, I wanted to know how to write a book, but I didn't know how to go to a publisher or what does a literary agent do for you.
But you still wanted to do the old-fashioned book writing, even though your generation is sort of mixed digital generation and all that.
This is sixth grade.
Huh,
and then my mind changed over time. And then I was like, but writing a book is still a thing that people are doing. But the ways in which they're doing, like, I don't know how to approach a Harper Perennial or like a HarperCollins in general.
Right.
But if an author who is published on Harper comes and tells me there's an idea of a literary agent who helps you send your manuscripts across. And people think that writing a book is the biggest part of it. But I think a lot starts beyond finishing the actual copy. And that's where, like, not everybody has access to it. With Lit Nabha, what I'm trying to do is dig into why people do certain things, in a sense that maybe somebody would pick something up and that would help them in the long run.
But you're not dissecting literature also?
Literature in a very different sense. So, for example, I was talking to Ritviz, who's an artist right now, and his music is like trending on all top charts in India. And with him, I'm trying to analyze, say, how does his song lyric, basically he has this song called Barso, which sounds like a poem, like you read in your Balbharti textbooks in school. And how does he take that and put like an almost appealing to the masses, kind of an almost EDM music with a blend of classical? So why
but
is
you never
doing...
asked him the question whether the name Ritviz is a real name or not.
It's his real name.
It's a real
with
name.
With a Z. It's
with
a real
Z.
name. Yeah.
Where is it from?
Parents. They gave him a name, Ritviz.
I don't want to be rude, but what are their names? I'm just dying to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because if their names are Suresh and Suhasini, I'm very disappointed that they gave him Ritviz. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, so, you know, I asked him if this is a stage name because a lot of them have stage
names. Yeah, it sounds like a stage name.
No, it's a natural...
What do you say? On the passport?
Yeah.
Now that's the literature I want to discuss.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So I'm also on the way trying to relearn a lot of things in terms of how do we then perceive these mediums, right? Mm. You have, like, for example, if you read a lot of media in terms of what are people saying about Chetan Bhagat, you tend to get an opinion that is very hard to break.
Right.
As a literature student, you are supposed to hate him.
Right.
You're supposed
also,
to hate.
I can interrupt. People don't read everything. They read one thing is enough, and that feeds you.
Yeah.
So you're not actually researched it deeply and said, you know, left and right and center, I've got three different views.
Correct.
It will come like that.
Yeah.
You get the whatever, especially like with my parents sometimes. I'm amazed at their reaction.
Yeah.
They've read something and they've gone with that reaction.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom,
the whole world is a WhatsApp university of sorts.
Yeah. Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah.
You're a poet.
Yeah.
What did I think of that? The whole world is a WhatsApp university. I hate you, WhatsApp.
Yep.
Unless, of course, we can make money on the internet, in which case then I'll come back to you, talk to you. We have to take a quick break because Silvery, my producer, is not listening or paying attention. He's busy trying to write his own stand-up comedy on the side. Silvery, are you there?
No.
Oh, you may have heard him.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. Lots more to talk about. It's called Lit Nabha.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about you now a little bit because we've discussed what the show is.
Yeah.
And I think we paid the bills there.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break and we'll come back.
Yeah.
And as we go, I'll ask you a question in literature. Who wrote the book The Hairy Tree? There's no such book.
No, I would have thought that you would have written it.
All right, back here. Lakshmi is still with me. And of course, it's called Lit Nabha. And it's she's trying to bring literature closer to everybody. Same thing with classical music, both Indian and Western. I think a lot of people just get intimidated.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember attending a workshop where this Parag Trivedi gentleman was talking about Western classical and saying, or even Indian classical for that matter, you have to have a discerning ear, this, that, and the other. Because it's a kind of music that you have to follow by studying as well. You can't just turn up and say spontaneously, I have a primal reaction which I like and all that. It's a little bit more than that.
So there's a term for people like that in music as well. They're called Kansens.
Like Tansen?
Kansen, who only hear music
Okay.
and don't really know
the
books.
On a primal level, they react to everything.
Yeah, they like it.
Okay, primal is the wrong word. Yeah. On an emotional level.
Emotional level. Yeah. Like, I don't know what the rag is. Yeah. I don't know what the taal is.
I don't need to. But it hits me.
And I listen to it. That's a kansi.
Which is not a bad thing. Hello. Yeah. In many ways, they're more sincere than a lot of others.
Yeah.
Who need
I
to
agree.
Do a wine tasting with everything and say, you know, the 7 layers of appreciation that I feel for this. But again, literature, I think that's the biggest problem we have is a lot of people ran away. In school, I'm looking back, I love literature.
Yeah.
So for me, I would observe this. I love it primarily because if you like storytelling and the art of storytelling and all that, you know, I mean, how can your brain say no to that, right?
Correct.
Even the most boring story is still a story. So how do you get people to get into literature now in this fast age that we have? If we're reading a book, nobody's going to read a whole review.
Yeah.
Even 22 lines, 25 lines, people have actually told me make it shorter. You know, writing something, it's 20 lines, make it 15. So, I mean, we've gone to that extreme. So I'm asking you again, how do you reach out and bring people back to books?
So, that's
is that possible?
That is possible because as you see an entire generation which is running away from books, you have another generation who's still holding.
I wanted to see the visual. Yeah, thousands of kids like the Pied Piper running, a book chasing them. Yeah.
Yeah. No, on the other hand, they're also following another book. So
which
the Pied Piper literally works in a different sense.
They are following the iPad, huh?
Correct. And also, it depends on how, to be very honest, books are sold a lot with the marketing that is around it. So, moment you read of a new author becoming
now,
the
young
bestseller.
Lakshmi, you're very young. I won't even ask your age. But let me tell you, when I was growing up in the 90s, we would go to bookshops like Strand Bookshop, which were very few in Bombay. And it was a great thing for me to, when there was a sale, I remember me and my sister, we would go there with 10 bucks. And I used to like Westerns, cowboy books and all. So, I would go and buy these Max Brand and Louis L'Amour and all.
Yeah.
I'd go through everything to get my 5 great Westerns. And you know, I'd keep, because I had a budget, I would go through everything, read one page here, read one page there. And everybody did that. We were like book nerds.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's all gone. You don't see that. Now you
so
go to a bookshop. You go to have coffee in a bookshop.
And that was like the worst thing that has happened to me ever when Strand shut down because it's a beautiful store.
I know. And what a lovely guy he was. Yeah.
If he
would always try and find the book. If there was one copy. Sorry.
And that's the thing. That somewhere I feel like the magic of going to a bookstore or the magic of picking up a book organically is getting lost because you walk into a crossword, the first thing you see is the bestseller section.
Correct.
And you know that 5 other people in your life are talking about this particular bestseller. You're going to buy only that and walk out.
Yeah,
when are you going to spend time reading the other shows?
That's what I'm saying. You know, we used to go into a bookshop, and that was like you're in a jewelry shop for people who love gold or something like that, or
Kitab
candy
Khana.
Shop for kids.
Kitabkhana still has a space to do that because I like how
they would encourage us. You could see, people would read books there.
Yeah,
they were like a library. They would actually sit and read. They would sit on something and read from 9 to 5 or whatever.
And they allow that. They allow you. They in fact recommend books if you're very frequent and they kind of know what kind of books do you like to read. You ask them, listen, I want something similar to this. And they bring you 10 books.
I had only one problem with Strand. There was no pornography. I brought it up 2-3 times. I said, you know, why kill one whole lobby? What have we done wrong?
Correct.
Pornography can also be literature.
Yeah.
I don't mean, you know.
There is a very amazing book that's on my to-be-read list.
I'm not talking about D.S. Lawrence. I'm talking about proper pornography.
Oh, proper pornography. Yeah. But
D.S. Lawrence, I went through everything. And, you know, after, what is that second book, which had a little bit more
Sons
sex
and
in
Lovers.
It. Sons and Lovers.
Yeah.
And I was so disappointed. I earmarked, like, you know, all the pages and all. I was like, there are 12 references. This is wrong. I worked so hard for my porn. And what did I get? So I wish
But what is porn for you right now is scandal for people when D.S. Lawrence was
that's
writing.
That's true. That's true.
So
we should salute him for starting the revolution and not getting hung. Oh, not to use a pun. All right. So let's get back to you. So, no, again, I'm romanticizing something. Yeah. I suppose Tennyson said the old order changes, yielding place to the new. And God fulfills himself in many ways, lest one good custom should corrupt the world.
Hmm.
Would you like to complete the...
No, I don't want to. No, I don't remember quotes.
91% in literature.
Oh, that is really cool.
88% in history.
Wow.
Baki, don't ask.
Okay.
I'm such an arrogant bastard. I just studied my 2 subjects that I like and I don't know.
No, I read too many books at once to remember
the
quotes.
Sad part is I got 55% in Hindi, which is really high. I was like stunned.
Yeah.
But that was thanks to Premchand because we did 2 stories from there and I just loved him.
Yeah.
So suddenly I started reading in Hindi for the first
but
time
again,
in my life.
Regional literature also in India is in a very
superb. The satire
space.
Of a certain can't
for example, a lot of collectives like you were asking me how you're getting young people to come back and
Vyang,
read more.
Satire, not young.
Oh, I got young. I'm saying
in terms
of the young people who you want to read, like
not just young people. I'm just saying people are lazy now. I don't see even older people with books. It's not that, you know. Yeah.
I think somewhere you need to also like catch up with the trend in terms of a lot of people say like, oh, don't read on a Kindle. Like, you can
but
be
they
a
do
book
edit,
person.
No? So, the, again, you're compromised. That's what I'm asking you. Is that wrong? Is that right? As the world moves forward, what do? You look at the Bronte sisters and say, every word is their art? Or the Kindle's already cut down 10% and given it to you. Then you are giving a summary and giving it to me. And somebody's just talking about a character in a few lines, and Twitter's just mentioning birth anniversary of someone. So, but it's all connected to the same story.
That's the thing.
So what's right and wrong? Or there's no right and wrong?
There is no right and wrong.
So there's no pure form? There's no test cricket?
The idea of wanting purity in a form itself is very like
racist.
Canonical. Not even racist, because had it been like about purest literature, people like you and I would have not existed in literature.
Yeah, but then you start looking down on people who don't look at the pure form. It's the same thing in like cricket.
Correct. That's the thing. So there's only this left and right.
That's what?
There is no center idea.
So but what are you trying to do? You're trying to say there is.
I'm just trying to let people make their own choices. There in Lit Nama, I'm trying to be very objective.
So let's call it Let Nama and not Lit Nama. Because, because you're
live and let live.
Yeah, because in a way, that's what you're saying, right?
Correct. Hmm. See, you might have a different opinion about Say Chetan Bhagat, and I have a different opinion, but that does not mean you are right or I'm right. And I think that's the binary where.
No, I think he's not given his due. I understand what you're saying, that his turn of phrase is not as great. He's not a Premchand.
Yeah.
He's not going to win you with the verse.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's able to connect with the story. And
you know,
very
honest, somebody
it's like a guy in a bar telling you a story. Some guy talks rubbish and his language is all over the place, but somehow or the other he holds your attention, right?
Exactly.
So he does that. I'm saying give him some points for that.
Correct.
Okay.
Agreed.
He's not Shakespeare. He's not Oscar Wilde. He's not going to fly you with the language. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. But a lot of people have, for example, not everybody's reading the Didai Dao Shakespeare. They're also reading the abridged version.
Yeah.
They're also reading the ones that are adapted for the stage at the Globe right now. So the point is, the story lives on. That is what I'm trying to get to, right? The
story might not. For which you spoke for 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
25.
The story does not technically live on in terms of the pure form. The idea of wanting it to be pure means
so
like.
So we have to compromise.
Somewhere, yes.
Because the world, that's all I'm asking. Yeah. The world changes. Because otherwise what happens is, I think.
Even the Godan that you've read, or the Premchand that you've read so far, is not the purest form of it.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah,
possibly.
Because for example, the one that we had in our syllabus, at least.
Namak ka daroga. Let me just check it.
Yeah.
Do the research right now. Word for word.
So no, but the kind of Hindi that we read.
The kind of Hindi that we read, but he was, see, Premchand, who by no means is writing in a Hindi which is colloquial in that sense, but still is able to, because he's telling you a story in a nice way, hit an emotional chord. It's like O. Henry in English.
Correct.
Some of these writers just have that gift and they hold you. And once they hold you, then language is not
a problem.
Important.
Yeah.
I mean, not important. You know what I mean? Language takes a backseat and the soul of the story comes through, and then suddenly they hold you. They hook you.
Exactly my point. Where stories lie at the center of things, that they will live on. If your whatever literature you've created does not have a story, it's not going to survive for generations.
This is what's wrong with my four books. I never bothered with the story. I just kept telling the time. Tuesday, 7:30, page 4. I thought it would sell, man. Chetan told me. He said, beta, samay important hai. Maybe I didn't understand what he was trying to say.
No, I mean, like the other day on Lit Nama, we've had a band called Alif, and they write basically poetry and music in Kashmiri.
Okay, so you,
Yeah. So with him, most of his songs, for example, he has a song called Kya Kari Kore Mo.
What is the album called? 370? Sorry,
no.
Insensitive.
It's called Zimmedari.
Strike it off the record. Strike it off the record!
It's called Zimmedari, where he talks
very
about
similar.
Artists.
Very similar.
Artists are supposed to take responsibility because they are the owners for.
But I suppose because it's Kashmiri, you have to have a political voice in anything you say.
He does. He
it's
does.
Not possible.
He's outright.
Back in South Mumbai, the same poet will not be talking about any politics, just about parking.
Yeah.
You know, what can you do? You are what you are. You are where you come from.
Huh. No, but he is very. It's a 5-people band where one of them is Kashmiri and 4 of them are from different places.
Right.
And they all realize that we have a lot of privilege that we can at least sit here and talk about it, as opposed to what's happening in the country right now. And he has this song called Kya Kare Korimul, which is about a bride's father who had made food for a wedding party.
What's Korimul?
Korimul is a bride's father.
Oh. Yeah. I just remember that Korimul is a bride's father.
Bride's father. Who
I'll one day be a Korimul.
Yeah.
When my daughter gets married. Please don't call me Korimul. I'll feel a little worried.
Yeah.
God, I hope she doesn't get married too fast.
Wow. That's a different existential crisis
I
to
know.
Have.
I don't have a gun yet.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because once you have in-laws, you need a gun.
True.
Read anyway. It always ends. Romeo and Juliet, just read anyway. It always ends like
they were
that.
Not gunned down.
Well, sort of. Well, if they had guns, they would have. No, they push people off balconies.
They were stupid. They just drank poison and didn't wait for the other person to respond.
I'm like, what kind of line is that? Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? You idiot, look up.
Yep.
He's in a freaking balcony. Oh God, what kind of lazy romance is that? I just don't want to look. I'll pushta rahega. WhatsApp changed everything. No?
Yeah.
It's so sweet to see people WhatsApping each other from 5 feet away. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Is it rich people looking for their drivers?
Yeah.
Kishore, show.
I thought something romantic is coming.
No, maybe loneliness breeds that.
Oh God.
Okay, now let's leave the jokes aside and come back to the whole thing. So you were talking about this Kashmiri band.
So Korimol, basically the story of father of a bride who has made a food for a wedding party of 100 and 90 people say we are not coming. So now he spent all of his life saving and putting this banquet for them. And now he's just digging up a hole and burying all the food. So basically he's talking about...
Why do 90 not come? It's some political issue.
No idea. It's just an incident. Like cultural incidents.
There's no share Uber in that area.
I don't know.
There must be a reason.
Yeah,
a
internet banned hai na. So how would they book an Uber?
Correct. So 90 ka kharcha has gone to 90 people ka kharcha has gone to waste.
Yeah. So basically these
unless he has a wedding every weekend for 10 weekends.
Makes sense.
And calls the same people.
But he has
back.
Only one daughter.
She can keep getting married.
Okay. I'll pitch that to them the next time I see them.
Yeah, two questions. Is she pretty?
I'm just
don't answer that. That's a stupid. Let's talk about the khana. What was on the menu? Okay. So what I like about the fact here is that so you've really kept the whole canvas open.
Yeah.
And anybody with a voice is coming and telling it. So what you're doing is actually against the antithesis of the teachers, the conventional teachers my generation grew up with.
Yeah.
Where they were very clear that this is right and this is wrong when it comes to art.
This is what I do in my classrooms as well.
So you are twisting that around completely.
Yeah. Because with them also I've realized, so I taught a course for BMM students at Wilson College for
Wilson.
3 odd months. Yeah.
Lovely. And their hostel is superb, no?
Yeah.
Nearby.
They changed a lot of things.
Yeah. My friend Kunal failed twice from there. And it's amazing because he was pushed into science and he has no science brain.
Yeah.
He got 22%. So they got him a tutor and then he got 12%.
Oh,
so then the father told him, if you're going to do less with tuitions, then you should tell me because we lost so much money now for the whole year. Yeah.
No, I was teaching BMM kids and I realized how they are not being taught in a different sense because BMM is generally assumed like khud ka padhai khud kar lo kind of a situation. But you're teaching media and how do you not make your classes interesting? I don't get it. Like,
also,
there is so much to explore.
I don't know, see, Dr. Krishnan, your namesake, was very strong with his opinions and didn't want to tolerate any others, which I thought was a good teaching style also because it leaves a real collective sort of consciousness for the class to remember. He's such a strong personality, I remember. You may or may not agree, but you get interested in what he's saying. It's almost like sometimes a right winger screaming and shouting. Yeah. You remember him. Whether he is right or wrong is another point altogether. So I'm saying that's a good way.
But there are multiple ways of establishing that power dynamic. If it's just a power dynamic where he's
really, I think he just wanted to tell you to express yourself more. In a way, that was the metaphor that was coming across.
Sometimes you need teachers like that to set course to then somebody who's liberal to come in and like ask you for your opinions.
Yeah.
Like in Tare Zameen Par Aamir Khan
would appreciate both these. I would appreciate both these. I just don't like the gray area in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Aamir Khan wouldn't be so loved by the students had he not had like strict teachers in the school who do otherwise.
I want to ask a question, and with due respect, I really like Aamir Khan. Don't you think his ears are too big for his body? This is a literal question, not a literature question, but sometimes Adam Gilchrist and Aamir Khan, the cricketer. I always, not Aamir Khan and Lagan, the cricketer.
I figured Adam Gilchrist.
So both of them, I find the ears far too big. I'm thinking, I can't talk to them without thinking, I want to push the ears back. Is that wrong? Is that pride and prejudice
subjective.
There in some way?
That's very subjective.
2 on 10 for brocha, repeat the term, go to back of class. Yeah. Aamir Khan, you were saying?
Yeah, so basically...
In Tare Zameen
Par. You have to have a teacher who gives them all those tools, but you need some strict teacher for you to set the
action. There is that English-American film also, similar, Robin Williams film, Dead Poets Society. Which was, again, in the 90s. My references are all old. But it's amazing that...
Dead Poets Society is still relevant.
And he contradicts the teaching style. No?
Correct.
Because he's just so open.
Yeah.
And it's all about questioning rather than answering, which is Socrates also, in a sense, all the way back to Greece.
The point I was making with the Kyakare Korimol situation is I don't understand the lyrics because they're all in Kashmiri.
Yeah.
But you still get the story because they also give a lot of like deep notes on their website talking about these.
See, that's what I'm saying. So he hooks you. Once he hooks you, then language, background, nothing matters because you're interested.
Exactly.
Then you'll follow.
Because they have a story
to
tell.
It's never happened with me. No one has actually researched me and said, let's find out more because I'm so shallow.
Come on, we'll do an episode on Lit Nama.
But what will I talk about?
Research.
I have nothing to talk about.
You're
but
so
I complain a lot.
About.
Yeah, I keep talking.
Yeah.
But you can talk a lot
also
without
part
talking.
Of forming a good story.
Yeah, but I talk without talking about anything. You know, I mean, that's my art. Does that help? It's like a washing machine. It just goes on round and round and round. And my washing machine doesn't even wash.
Yeah. I'm amused how you use washing machine as a metaphor for this.
I don't
know. All the things that go around.
But again, it's a reference from the 90s. I feel it's not right to mention washing machines. Now nobody even thinks of them.
Yeah.
But in my day, when the washing machine came, now that you mention it, it was a big, for my family, it was like a muharat. In the washing machine, my father said, "Itna bada." And because nobody knew how big a washing machine is. And then suddenly in the house, where do you put the washing machine?
Exactly.
It's like a relative.
Yeah.
It's too big to be an appliance. It's really wrong. It's okay,
Dadaji, and then you move it around.
Yeah, we had to.
You had to move it around.
You're joking about this. We had to find the place. It took a long time.
Same.
See? But now I'm sure they're smaller and all.
Yeah, that's really changed. Compact now.
And you guys don't wash. This generation is so dirty. Look at this producer of mine, Silvery. Powai Lake is next to his house. He goes and dips in it once a week. That's it.
There are crocodiles in
Powai. No, just one part.
Okay.
The crocodiles like that.
Okay.
Yeah. The crocodiles are all veg, na? Hiranandani complex. You can't eat it.
Yeah, make sense.
They're very sweet. They follow Navratri and all. It's a whole culture is different. Which complex are you in, Silvery?
In Raheja Vihar.
So not Hiranandani, the competition, but Sindhi.
Yeah.
All Sindhi. Are you Sindhi?
No, I'm Punjabi.
He's Punjabi. They hate him. Because Sindhi is basically lower Punjab. Literally. So they don't get along. They hate each other.
Oh, God.
Chalo. Where were we? Oh, we're nearly done. Yeah. Have we talked about enough things?
Yeah. I don't know. You forgot
about famous authors. Why wouldn't you have? I'm a big fan of Shobha. I really think that she should get her due. I know that Xavier's put her book in, at least when I was exiting college, and said rapid reading, because populist reading has to be read.
Correct.
And you know, this whole judge, and the people who judge don't even read.
Yeah.
Oh, Chetan Bhagat. But you don't even read his book.
Exactly.
At least we've read the book, so then at least then we can make some sort of judgment as a reader.
That is exactly what
Salman Rushdie's Satanic Verses.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to kill the Bhagat. Nobody read the book.
Yeah.
I mean, at least let him make some money before you kill him. You know, read the book, then get angry, then kill him. There was stuff about great leaders of Maharashtra whose names I won't mention. And this in Pune, they attacked the author and they broke things down and all, but nobody read the book.
Yeah.
You're attacking the author on what grounds?
Yeah.
It's wrong. As an artist, I feel very upset if you don't even honor my art and then dishonor me.
Correct.
I think that should be a...
Agree to disagree only happens when you read things, when you first introduced to things. Like somewhere, that's the reason why I also started my other venture called The Blind Book Date, where...
What is this?
Oh, you're promoting more? You forgot your reading glasses.
What an ego. Yeah. You go back to
the... You forgot your reading glasses. Yeah. It's in your notes. I just speak through
I really can't read it.
Yeah.
Bloody Silvery doesn't know how old I am. Do you have a grandfather? Treat me like your grandfather, for God's sake. You're giving me font, which is so small, I can't read a word. I'm really trying. Love me, Krishnan. That's what I read. And it turns out to be Lakshmi. So I would have done the whole show calling her Love Me. By the way, I did that with Vishal and Shekhar.
Oh.
I didn't know Shekhar's name at that point. He's a beach candy boy, as it turned out.
Yeah.
I called him Boss. So in the end, he said after half an hour chatting on a MTV show, he said, but you know my name? Because I only knew Vishal. So I said, Vishal Boss. Then I said, Boss, because I realized I was saying Vishal Boss.
Yeah.
So Shekhar said, do you know my name? So, of course. So what is it? I said, Boss. So he just laughed and left it. Then after they left, I checked. I've never forgotten his name after that. He's a lovely guy. I think they're more than friends, Vishal Shekhar. Why would two adult men have their names together all the time? Who does that? John and Paul, you know, Salim Javed,
Abbas Mastan.
I mean, isn't it odd? Would you like to be Silvery and Cyrus? I mean, it just sounds like we're a couple.
You both sound like Don Quixote and Sancho Panza.
Okay, which one is Don Quixote?
You decide.
I can ride a horse. Can you ride a horse?
No.
But then which horse
will
take me?
He's Sancho Panza, very clearly.
He's no Sancho Panza. He's a naughty fellow, don't worry.
Yeah.
They're all out here to kill us. Very mean. Taking away all
that's, that's such a Don Quixote thing to say. They're all here to kill us.
The podcast is my windmill.
Yeah.
Now, that's a Spanish book. And it's probably read outside Spanish by more people in the world. In Mandarin, in Japanese, in you know, all kinds of languages.
Do you know Gabriel Garcia
Marquez? Beyond the Bible, it's the highest selling book.
If I'm not wrong, yes.
Cervantes.
Yeah.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the book I like?
Yeah.
General in the Labyrinth. Yeah. On Shimon Bolivar.
The point I was trying to make was, he is widely read in Malayalam.
Who are we talking about?
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Yeah,
Read in Malayalam.
Yeah,
more than in English. Because in English, what do you know? You know 100 Years of Solitude, Love in the Time of Cholera.
I'm saying what I know, General in the Labyrinth.
Yeah.
So that I'm always different. But no, your point, is also the fact that it can live on.
Correct.
See, there's a whole generation from that culture and country.
Correct.
You understand the South American context, blah, blah, blah,
correct,
blah. And then you're talking somewhere in South India.
Yeah.
It lives on 100 years later. And the guy becomes more important than he was there.
Yeah.
It's like Buddhism is probably bigger outside India than it is in India. You know,
makes sense.
I love all this. This is the part of the world I like.
Correct.
When ideas can just go places and have an organic sort
that's
of flow.
That's the thing, that at the center of
them,
everything, you have an idea and you have a
person.
Story.
Yeah.
That sells because
superb.
Stories sell, stories exist more like they live on.
It gives you hope for humanity.
Exactly.
The universality of all things that we actually have a connect.
Yeah.
That somewhere, it's written in Bolivia and it hit somebody deep in Thiruvananthapuram. You know, I mean, just look at the
like my journey
context.
Was starting Litnam.
Oh, you went
started...
from these two places, is it?
No.
Did you fly jet? Do you have the miles? Oh, God.
Jet shut down, no?
I know, but I have the miles. They tell me you can get a washing machine. I said, you know, last time you got a washing machine, you know what happened? Exactly. I have to move my grandmother. I can't move my grandmother. It's a game of chess. Grandma, check. Washing machine, mate.
Oh, God. No, so that's a central idea behind starting Litnama as well. I wanted to explore these places where how do stories then live on? And that's where I guess the show then came about.
It's a noble thought, and I accept it. And I, what I like about you, I shouldn't judge, because I really should never judge anything, is that I think you're very happy doing what you're doing, which is lovely, because otherwise people have, you know, they take themselves too seriously, or the worst part is they've got this mission. People with missions scare me. They become like terrorists, you know, because your mission is always, I'm here to change India. I'm here. Oh, God, those are terrible people. Don't do
I'm
that.
Just here to listen to stories, talk more, and have fun.
That's lovely. I hope it stays that way. Are you on any narcotic substance? No. Okay, that's pleasant.
Just chai.
Good to know. Chai is terrible. Narcotics are safer. Chai will destroy your intestines. Do not drink chai. I've been screaming this. Of course, our prime minister was famous for it. So I'll take that back now and say chai is good for everyone. No, we have very few minutes left. Quickly tell me about your background now, Lakshmi. The human story, your story. Where are you from?
I'm based in Mumbai, but this place from Dombivli.
Okay.
So, like, I take an intercity to come here to the studio.
I've already lost interest in your early life.
So, I'm coming, I did a BA in English.
But why? Why this? How did this love for literature? Parents?
No, sixth grade, I decided I wanted to do literature because I liked reading and writing
poems.
Which is a book? Obviously, Annette Blyton started that Diary of a Young Girl.
I've read all Annette Blyton. I have to tell the truth. I'm straight as an arrow. I only like girls, but I love Annette Blyton. And I did as a child. Secret Seven, Five Fine Daughters. Was that her too? Hardy Boys, I like. Nancy Drew, I like.
Correct.
You guys read the same thing?
Mostly. Because school libraries still were the same. Right? Mm-hmm. My family never got me books. Like, the first novel I ever got was when I was in like ninth grade, because I fought for it at a scholastic book fair. There was no other way. They were bringing novels home. And from there, now there are complaints that please take all of your books out. There are so many books in the house. So it's been quite a journey of sorts.
I think this is the worst question to ask someone who loves writing and writers. Who's your favorite author? That comes to mind. Because I think very few people can just name one.
Yeah.
And are you like a feminist writer, person lover, or is it just universal?
So right now, I've been, over time, I've realized I've read more books that are in my syllabus and more books that are around what people are suggesting.
So-called forced books?
Kind of,
they,
but
they,
also
the
by
books
choice.
That descend on you. It's like how you land up marrying a girl because you met her at the workplace or something. It's like, you know, that's why I say everyone should roam 193 countries, check out everybody from the other gender or whatever gender, and then decide.
Makes
but no one has the time here.
Or the money, or the jet miles.
That's why they call it Tinder, and there's a way to do it a little faster.
But right now I'm focusing more on reading Indian authors and people of color across
why
the globe.
You feel you've been too...
I've not read enough of Indian authors, because there's so many diverse voices. Like, we know only about Premchand.
But I hate that complex also, you know, that you read only classics, you read only, let's call them white writers, you know.
Yeah, I've done that all my life. Now I want to read more voices along with the books I'm reading.
Yeah.
So I, like, for example, I'm trying to make more choices. Right now I'm reading a series of books on Mumbai.
Okay.
So I just finished reading Jane Borges's Bombay Balchao. She was on the show for like a conversation.
Bombay Balchao. Balchao is Goan Khana.
It's a good book. It's
very
based
tough
about
to get a good Balchao.
Yeah. Then I'm right now reading Amrita Mahale's Milk Teeth, which is also based in
she
Mumbai.
She was here.
She was on your show. So basically, I try to do these little challenges to read more diverse books.
So you read anything? There's no, not like a genre.
There's not genre.
I like biographies, for example, or history, so I would stick to that a lot.
I don't like non-fiction a lot.
What are you saying?
It's like really, really. I don't like self-help.
Non-fiction is far more fantastic. There's so much fantasy in non-fiction.
I can't sit through self-help books.
No, self-help is overrated sometimes.
Because
at the end of, because they always promise you, you know, like the light in the beginning, seven ways to make your million. And by the end of the thing, you've made no money.
They've made the millions.
They've made millions. Yeah. Superb.
Somebody is writing an entire series of How to Not Give a F. And then writing a whole book about
not giving an F.
F.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody gave me that book to read. I read two pages and I gave it back. I said, I don't give an F. I can't
But the central point is, if you don't want to give an F, then why write a book about it?
I understand the point, but it doesn't need to be, you know, expanded into so many points.
Exactly.
It's a simple thing about not taking life so seriously. You don't give a, okay, so we got it. It's like how Sehwag bats. My metaphors are a lot to do with cricket. I'm a limited guy. I can't help it.
So basically finishing off my master's now in literature.
Oh, master's?
Going on. Would probably go for a PhD in digital literature.
Wow, what a nerd. Are you married?
No.
What are the chances?
21.
My God. What are you going to tell your husband? To be or not to be? What would breakfast be? Oh my God.
Yeah, I think I should pull that on somebody.
I think so. I think that would always be a problem if one person is so passionate about a subject, the other is a disconnected conversation. Ah, it's fun to record that.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we have to start the EMAs.
Okay.
And you want to be part of it?
I don't know. Depends on Antarish.
Yeah, great. Super.
Yeah.
You said yes.
Perfect.
All right. EMAs after this. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. AMAs with Lakshmi and Silvery.
Hi.
Antariksh.
Yes, Antariksh.
Antariksh.
You forgot my actual name?
Antariksh. I'll get it. I'm bad.
I'm really curious. How did Silvery come about?
That's his real pet name.
No, it's not.
It was the runner-up.
Yeah,
okay? His brother's called Goldie. He was his pet name, runner-up, was Silvery.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And his real pet name is not fun.
Yeah, it's Richie. But
what the hell does that mean? And it sounds normal also.
Yeah, you know. Very generic.
So I'm trying to keep that spirit alive. Yeah. Hopefully his parents never hear the podcast. Somewhere in Powai, there'll be two guns waiting for me. Bolo, sir.
Okay. With the first question, this is a person named Dr. Omkar Pawar. He sends in, Cyrus, what is happening in your part of the city? And he has attached a screenshot of an article which goes, 19-year-old thief breaks into Mumbai house, passes out after drinking champagne.
Yeah, yeah, I read that. Yeah.
So this guy broke into a house on Marine Drive, 19-year-old thief.
Yeah.
He saw two bottles of champagne.
Silly, yeah.
Yeah, and then he passed out on the couch.
Well, I got to, now you're a lover, patron of the arts in a sense, and a lover of the arts. Lakshmi, so you tell us, you come there, your job is to rob, which is a very lower middle class sort of situation for you, right?
Yeah.
And then you see the champagne and you up your class immediately. You're like, I want champagne.
Social elevation has been at the center of art for years.
And it's worth going to jail. You're a revolutionary for your class because, you know, you drank the champagne.
We are a revolutionary.
Yes, yes. Don't cry for me, Marine Drive, something like that. Yeah.
It's better than old
monk. I'm proud of this guy. I think it's a lovely story. I felt good reading it.
Correct.
Because, you know, it takes away from the madness of a criminal.
Yeah.
For a moment, he becomes like a human being. I mean, he looks at the champagne and says, screw this career. I just get drunk. It's beautiful. Couldn't happen in Gujarat.
Yeah, apparently
alcohol's not allowed.
Yeah, apparently the cops woke him up and he confessed immediately after waking up.
But he asked for one more.
You always do. One for the road.
Ek pint paije.
Yeah.
We can say pint for champagne, can we?
No.
What do we say? Glass. Ek glass paije. Have you had champagne?
I've tried champagne.
Do you like champagne?
Not really.
Neither do I.
Wait, can she try it? Is she legally allowed to try champagne?
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Of course she is. Just say that, huh? What happens?
Okay.
Have you drunk champagne?
Yeah, I've drunk champagne.
Do you like it?
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's wine.
I've not actually had champagne. I've had like a cake which has champagne in it.
No, it's cheating.
Doesn't count.
No. What is this nonsense?
Doesn't count. I'm 21, yeah. And just like
champagne is, you're drinking
I'm
from
right
a glass.
Right now, legal.
You had an ice cube of champagne. Where are we going to end with this conversation?
Yeah. No, yeah. I just
go to Marine Drive, rob this house again, and drink yourself silly. And
perfect.
This time, we'll tell the cops to go easy on you.
Yeah.
But imagine he goes from champagne to a jail. What's he going to get there? Like he's going to try.
He's
gonna
had
be
a
difficult.
Celebration first.
Yeah, he's had.
And then
he's had his 31st night late, and now 1 year off.
He's lived his 19-year-old life. Yeah, that he can. Correct.
It's worth the battle. Next.
Next is Bidisha Satpati sends in. Hi Cyrus, how come when I type in Kunal Vijaykar wife, Google desperately indicates it is Aisha Brocha through images? Something very interesting is going on here. On that note, how was your Valentine's this year? What did you and Kunal do?
Kunal Vijaykar wife.
So basically, I looked this up. I looked up Kunal Vijaykar wife, and it shows pictures of him with Aisha.
Oh God, you're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
That's great news. I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
I mean, Aisha has taken Kunal. That's what I mean. Thank God. Oof. Let's celebrate.
I think the second part of the question is more interesting.
Call the chore. I want one bottle of champagne right now.
And second part is, on that note, how was your Valentine's this year? And what did you and Kunal do?
Yeah, I don't even know if I met Kunal on Valentine's Day. It happened so fast. But in the night, my wife did wish me. I think I sort of forgot about that. Some jokes in the gym in the morning happened with the boys. But other than that, I can't remember. See, at 48, what do you do with Valentine's Day? The only thing left is to, you know, stop it. Join the Ram Seni and be part of the whole. Because it's embarrassing. You send something to your wife, she's like, what kind of rubbish is this? You know, there's no appreciation left.
Yeah.
What
I'm
do
so
you guys do? You're 21.
To...
What did you do? It means more at that age.
I was at work.
Liar.
I swear to God.
Listen, you are a literature student, so you're a romantic. Because you cannot not be a romantic and love writing. Okay, so as a romantic, tell me the truth.
Okay, is this like a confrontation right now?
No, we just discussed Pride and Prejudice, Darcy and Heathcliff and Bunty and Johnny. Come on.
So, 14th of February is my company's 3-year anniversary.
Look at this corporate answer.
Yeah.
So
I run a venture called the Blind Book Date.
What does that mean?
Basically, we set people up with book dates where books are covered in brown paper. You don't know what book you're buying. We hide the name of the author and the cover and help you make content-centric choices about it.
I mean, how bad can your social life be when on Feb 14th, Valentine's Day, you get to be with a book?
No,
You bloody hell! I would choke myself.
I started that because I didn't want people to be lonely on Valentine's Day. So we were like, hey, listen, here's a book date.
The lonely people are measured by the fact that they only have books. That's the whole story.
I was a loner when I started it.
So you're not going to tell me anything. There's no love life you want
to
discuss.
There's no love life to discuss because
there's no guy you like. Supposing from your side at least, is there a guy you like?
Of course.
So did you send him a card?
No,
it's too embarrassing.
Valentine's Day is a capitalist on
No. Thank you. When you all want it, become a political statement. You sound like the damn government now, yeah. When you want, you switch into this speak. We don't want political speak.
No, I did not send out any cards or roses or nothing.
Do you have an active boyfriend or just a guy you like?
Active. What is a passive boyfriend?
No, active boyfriend means a proper boyfriend, because a lot of people, especially when I go up north, sometimes they say I love this girl and all, and apparently they've never met her. So I'm a little worried. So that's why I always ask boyfriend and girlfriend. Real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So even for 21 years.
So why didn't you give him a card? Why didn't he give you a card?
Good question. I'll ask and I'll let you know.
He doesn't read, no?
Get him on the podcast.
He has no sense of romance. See, he doesn't read. Yeah, we came on the podcast.
Yeah.
Does he love books?
Not really. No.
How did it all click?
He does brilliant art.
Okay, so he's artistic in his own way.
He's a caricature artist and does a lot of graphics.
Oh. All right, not on the podcast.
So both of them.
How does he explain his art through sound?
Yeah.
Silvery, what about you? How old are you?
I'm 27.
So, girlfriend?
I just started seeing someone, yeah.
Just means 2 minutes ago?
Literally.
While the show was on?
Literally last week.
Last week?
Last week, yeah.
Valentine's Day was not last week.
He's a Punjabi, let me check. She knows, no?
Yeah.
Does she know about Silvery though?
We'll make it popular.
Yeah.
You never know.
She will.
We should get her on the podcast.
It's interesting for him. He has different avatars. At home he's one thing. Yeah. With his pals he's one thing. In comedy he's one thing. And in the podcast he's Silvery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So in MTV I meet one guy really famous, Ranjit, whose real name is Ranjit. We call him Chotu. He's 6'6". All right. So first day he came, I said everything in proportion. So he was like, and after that, I started calling him Chotu, and then it picked up so fast. Hey, Americans do this a lot. This reverse calling name calling thing. You're tiny, some 6'6". So Chotu. And nobody calls him anything else now for the last 10 years. So I feel like a proud father when somebody called me and said, Chotu gave the number. And I said, he was called Ranjit till his 24th birthday.
There's a huge rapper called Biggie Smalls.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Guy, yeah. And you know what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about. Yeah. Okay, bro. One last one.
Okay. Hi. Good job on the podcast.
Oh, thank
you. Wikipedia page on Cyrus Brocha. Cyrus Brocha says he is a TV anchor, theater personality, comedian, political satirist, a columnist, podcaster and author. He's also a prankster. He also provided the voiceover as Angad in cartoon film Ramayana.
I very much not just Angad. I played many characters.
Oh, that's
because
so good.
There was Amitabh Bachchan played Ravan. So he played one very big role and I wanted to see him.
Yeah.
So but he bloody recorded at 5 in the morning. So in those days I was just 17-18 year old boy and I ran to the studio and I missed him by 2 minutes.
Oh.
I reached like at 5:40, but he had done his ek do take ho gaya and Lakshman hum right maar ke seedha chal, you know, that was it. I was stuck. But then I played all the small roles, you know, because it was organized by some theater group, Pearl Padamsi and all that, so we got to play a lot of
films. Have you met Amitabh since?
Well, then I interviewed him and all that. He called me by first name, Baba. You know how I felt?
Amitabh sir.
On 2000, the airport, only he and I were working, obviously, for the 1999-2000 millennium thing. I had some gig in Delhi. They pay you a lot of money, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Best gigs are Delhi 31st night gigs, no? Everyone's drunk by 10.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do? You just start saying, next or something. And, and you know, Dalair is blasting, everyone's having a good time. And apparently he did some show. So we want to, and who takes a 6 a.m. morning flight back? Him, me and a few other losers. And so I got onto the plane and I saw him and they'd given a business class seat to me and all that. So I was right near the toilet as you enter, like first seat, and I sat quiet, put my head down. I had interviewed him a couple of times on MTV, but I didn't want to make eye contact and unnecessarily trouble him at 6 in the morning and all that. And he always walks with his head down because he knows people are going to look at him. He has a way of walking. If you ever see him in public, he puts his head down so he avoids the eye contact. So you want to give him his space because he's very nice to me when we interviewed. I don't want to break all that. Then we got, so the whole plane, 2 hours, obviously everybody slept. Then we got on the bus. Those is the bus would take you.
Yeah.
Got on the bus and we're going to the airport. I got in, last person in is him. And I think two bodyguards came and all that. Okay, I get my head down. Then as the bus turns, he says, hey, Brocha, apna aapko bahut bada samajhta hai. I was like, what? He says, no, sir, I thought you were, you know, sleepy and all that. Then we spoke for 5 minutes. It was very nice.
Oh,
but he called me Brocha from far. So I felt like a king, man. I can't, because I grew up in the 80s. For me, it's always like a big thing with, you know, Amitabh Bachchan or Sunil Gavaskar or, you know, these kind of guys. I'm still that kid, you know, when I see them, I'm like, God! And he calls you by your name. I remember I told my pals in the lane, hey, John, fuck you! Yeah. Bachchan ki calls me by my name! Does he call your pop by his name? Nobody knows your pop! I feel like for a few days, I feel like a god then, you know, I met my wife, everything.
Okay,
what a boring story. I'm sorry, I apologize.
But
this one's question was, So he does all these things. Cyrus does, he's a prankster, he's a podcaster, columnist, comedian, personality, theater personality. Which one of these are you most happy with? Or is there something else on your mind after which you'd say, I could retire now? Also, is there a Valentine's Day 2020 special with your wife coming up soon?
I'm married nearly 20 years. Why would I be with my wife on Valentine's Day? Come on, for A. B, I want to retire. I wanted to retire at 15. I'll be honest. I had enough. 15 was good for me. But I don't have a startup. I didn't have, my dad's not very rich. None of that happened. So I couldn't. So let me be very honest. We do all this only because we have to pay bills.
Yeah.
In my mind, I have retired. And I've always retired. And I will happily retire. I'm not one of those guys who wants to cling to a seat. A lot of us Indians do. I'm not that guy. So if my son became rich, I'd be like, okay, go and work. But that guy won't give me a rupee. Silvery, would you pay for my bills and stuff if you did well in life?
Yeah, for sure.
So we have this on the podcast. Yeah. You become a superstar, you know, like Ayushman.
Yeah.
So Ayushman was in my last year of MTV, Ayushman and I met him about 11, 12 or whatever, last year that I was there. And so we went for events and stuff, and he was not really recognized. So they would call my name and people would call, and they would just, even the guys, the marketing guys, would just push him aside.
Yeah.
And I told him, I remember standing at one of the Taj hotels, and I told him, Ayushman, don't worry, because these guys came and took autograph and all that. I said, your time will come, don't worry.
Yeah.
Then 2 years later, he's the biggest star in India, and now nobody comes to me. So, c'est la vie. Life is like that.
Yeah.
So, Silvery, you'll pay my bills?
I'll try my best to, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
I love his generous.
Lakshmi, call Ayushman.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have enough.
Yeah.
End it here. Lakshmi, it'll be a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to start reading once again.
Yes. Yeah.
At least the signs, so I can go back to South Mumbai from this horrible place. See you. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.